Welcome, everybody, to Jawanza for Life. My name is Jawanza. Oh, boy. I hope everybody is ready. I have a show that is going to be unforgettable. This show is more like an offering. It's more like a gift. And once I found out that I was going to be doing this show, I have really, truly been on pins and needles ever since I found out. This show is really going to, you're going to really enjoy the show, first of all. It's going to be very, very thought-provoking, and you're going to be moved. You're going to be moved by this show. And you know why you're here. You tuned in on purpose. And as you know, we in the diaspora, African-Americans, Africans in America, in the diaspora, have a long, long history in this country. And for many of us, we've come around family reunions. We gather together around family reunions, and, you know, it becomes a big thing. And, you know, back in 1977, when Roots, when the TV series Roots came out, it sparked an interest in a lot of people to really discover who we are. You know, many people envied Alex Haley. I mean, it took him 12 years to trace and go back and connect the dots all the way back to the motherland. But for so many of us, our families have been broken, those lines have been broken, certain information has been lost forever, and that is just, for a lot of people to do it the way he did it is just impossible. Well, now, I've got good news for you. My special guest today is Dr. Gina Page, okay? She co-founded African Ancestry Incorporated, and in doing so, has pioneered a new way of tracing African lineages using genetics and a new marketplace for African American consumers looking to more accurately and reliably trace their roots. And as the leading black female authority on DNA-based ancestry tracing, Dr. Gina is a highly sought-after public speaker and presenter among African-American organizations and allied groups of all sizes that are interested in enhancing their programs, events, and other offerings. Whether it's as a keynote speaker, moderator, panelist, or MC, Dr. Gina's passion-infused, approachable style captures, educates, and it uplifts audiences and, in many cases, transforms the way people see themselves. She's taken her customizable presentation to hundreds of businesses, community civic events as well, and faith-based communities and education groups across the U.S. and the globe. Dr. Page's leadership, African Ancestry has grown into the nation's leading genetics-based ancestry tracing company, sparking global interest, dialogue, and focus on the importance of knowing who we are. And it is without further ado that I introduce to you Dr. Gina Page. Dr. Page, I am so excited. Thank you so much for agreeing to be my guest today. Welcome to Jawanza for Life.
Oh, thank you. I'm very happy to be here talking with you. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited. As a matter of fact, with what you have done in co-founding this company and with the potential that it has to reunite us with our past, to link us up. I mean, it's such a monumental feat. You know, I have to give you a title. I can't just call you Doctor. I have to call you Queen Gina, if that's all right. I mean, because what you've done is so powerful, so necessary, and this information that you've brought is going to outlive us all of the listeners here. They'll be tracing their DNA after we've long left the scene as a result of what it is that you've done. And as I always do, I'm always so interested when I bring my guests on and finding out what was it that actually got them started on this path. I mean, this is so huge what you've done. what actually got you started in this particular field? I don't know if when you were a little girl you had dreams of growing up co-founding, you know, African ancestry. How did you get into the DNA tracing, and what started that for you?
Well, my vision as a girl and a young woman was to work for myself. So I didn't know that that was called entrepreneurship at the time, but my goal was always to work for myself. And so I prepared for that through education, getting an MBA, and working in corporate America with Fortune 500 companies to learn how to manage product lines and market brands. And so what got me to DNA actually was my cousin. My cousin is a professor of psychology at Howard University, and she was collaborating with my now business partner, Dr. Rick Kittles, who had done this research and knew that he was capable of connecting Black people to present-day countries and ethnic groups in Africa. She was collaborating with him on the psychological impact of his work, of his research. And so she knew through that partnership with him that he wanted to commercialize his research.
Mm-hmm.
I was at that point an entrepreneur, and so she connected us, and that is how I got introduced to the field. My decision to partner with Dr. Kittles and to start this company really had very little to do with a passion for wanting to help people with their identities, and everything to do with being able to use my skill set that I had built and honed in corporate America and through my life, actually, our life. I've used every life experience in this African ancestry experience, but to use my skill set to start a business that I owned, and it is a business that offers a product or service that has never existed before. So this is brand new. This isn't generation of a watch, or it's not, I used to work for Colgate Palmolive. It's not like putting, you know, scrubbing bubbles in a dish liquid, or I used to work for Sara Lee Bakery. It's not like making cheesecake into bites instead of a whole pie. You know, this is something brand new that had never been done. And then to be able to do it for a group of people that I am passionate about is what motivated me. The flip side of that was it was Dr. Kittle's dream to connect Black people and to help Black people better understand who they are. That this was his dream, and I commercialized it.
Wow. Well, I tell you, just for the people whose lives you've already touched and those whose lives will be touched through this, I mean, I just want to say thank you for the race. You know, I just want to say thank you for our race, you know, because, again, so many people have had interest in finding out who they are. And, I mean, there are a lot of people that come from very functional homes. There are a lot of people that have, you know, children that are born to, you know, both a family of a father and a mother, and they grow up stable, and, you know, they get the nurturing of, you know, living in a healthy environment. But then there are others who grow up not knowing, not having any idea who both parents are, you know, and there's a void for a lot of young people, and people who were young and had that void, and it was never filled just simply because of the information that has been lost. You know, I was talking to an aunt today, an 84-year-old aunt, and, you know, she was sharing with me about, you know, certain things in the family, and then even how certain things have been lost just because certain people died, and, you know, a lot of people just aren't able to get the information to make the connections, even when it comes to their family roots here in the United States. But through this technology, they can go all the way back and see where the journey begins, you know. And I think for a lot of people, that is so moving. And I would just want to encourage all the listeners who are listening online, by the way, if you have a question and you just like to join the conversation, please just press 1 and I can bring you on board. But for a lot of people, this is vital. You have some people who, when they get the DNA test, it might be something that they might talk about, you know, at a party. You know, it might be something that, you know, it's a topic of discussion. For other people, it's crucial. For other people, it's like, I need to know who I am. For some people, it's, I want to know who I am. For others, it's, I need to know. I've been needing to know all my life. And so for those people, this information is crucial, and I encourage everybody to take advantage of this situation that is before you now. You are living in a time where, listen, like she said, this first generation, this is not a remake of something else. This is not, you know, a better mousetrap. This is the beginning for a lot of people, and we want to go all the way back to the beginning. But Dr. Page, there are a lot of other, not African ancestry, DNA testing companies, but there are others. How does this differ, and this technology and what African ancestry offers differ from, say, the others that are out there?
Well, we differ in many ways. Fundamentally, the difference between the companies lies in the question that's being answered. So if you want to know, if you want to find relatives, people that you may be related to living in other parts of the country or even the world, then there's a test for that. If you want to know all the different ancestries that make up who you are, you know, you want to know whether or not you have any Native American ancestry or whether or not you have any African ancestry or European ancestry, there's a test for that. If you want to know who you are based on where you come from, then we answer that, our test answers that question. So that's the fundamental difference. We're giving you very specific answers down to a present-day African country and ethnic group of your ancestry, whereas our colleagues in the industry kind of look at all of your DNA and then give you vague answers about percentages and the such. So in terms of how we're different scientifically, the other companies look at, well, let me say it this way. We each inherit 50% of our DNA from our mother and 50% from our father. So if your mother's yellow and your father's blue, then you're going to be green, right? Yellow plus blue makes green. So imagine that we're all green, but we have this little yellow dot. We have a little tiny bit of DNA that we inherited from our mother that didn't turn green. It didn't mix with anything we got from our father. That's called mitochondrial DNA, and it's maternally inherited. So you and your brothers and sisters have the exact same mitochondrial DNA as your mother and her brothers and sisters. They got it from your grandmother. She got it from her mother. She got it from her mother, and so on for generations. That yellow dot doesn't change. Regardless of who the fathers are along the way, that one little bit stays the same. And so if we can find someone, we can take your yellow dot, your mitochondrial DNA, and find other people in the world that have the exact same yellow dot, then you have to be related.
Wow.
Because it didn't change. And so that's what we do. And we're able to do that because we have the largest database of African lineages in the world. We have over 33,000 indigenous African lineages. Our competitors have 494 and 621, respectively, versus 33,000.
Wow.
So that's how come we can be very specific. We're not telling you about all the people that make up who you are. We're just looking at your mother's line. And that makes sense because that's what genealogists do. That's what Alex Haley did. He didn't go looking for everybody in his family tree. You take one branch of the family tree at a time, follow it back as far as you can go using records and oral histories. And then when you've hit your brick wall, as you will, as a black person living in the Americas, you use your DNA to get you past that brick wall, cross the bridge back to African countries. Now, if you go back to our lesson, our art lesson, mother's yellow, father's blue, you're green, you have a little yellow dot you got from your mother. Well, men also have a blue dot. Men have a little tiny bit of DNA that they inherit from their fathers that doesn't mix with anything they get from their mothers. It stays blue. And that's the Y chromosome. That's paternally inherited. Only men have it. You and your brothers got it from your dad. He and his brothers got it from your grandfather. He and his brothers got it from your great-grandfather, and so on and so on. So instead of looking at the maternal line, we can look at your paternal line and determine where your father's 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 people come from over the past 500 to 2,000 years. And be very specific, again, because we have over 33,000 yellow dots and blue dots to compare them to versus our competition, which has less than 1,000. Now, our competition, they're not looking at the yellow or the blue. They're looking at the green. They're looking at everything that makes up who you are and then giving you these vague percentages. Some people will tell you that, some companies will tell you that you're African. Some companies will tell you that you're West African. Some companies will say, oh, well, part of your, like the test Colin Kaepernick took, he, you know, he's celebrating that his ancestry is Ghanaian. Well, he took Ancestry.com's test. He didn't take our test. And that Ancestry.com test doesn't tell you specifically. It tells you some percentage comes from this region, some percentage comes from that region. They have about five West African regions. And usually, if you take that test, you're going to get some percentage from each of the five. Right, because you're West African, and they only have 494 samples to base it on. So, you know, if you want to know the green, everything that makes up who you are, then you go with a competitor. If you want to know specifically your where your mother's people come from or your father's people come from, down to the country and the people, then you would take our test. And there are lots of other differences, too. We're the only black-owned company. We're the only company whose lab destroys your DNA once a result is determined. Our results are relevant for everybody in the family. So when you trace your maternal line, the results are the same for your future generations, your siblings, your nieces and nephews, your mother, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins. Everybody in the family shares those results. But if you look at the green, like our colleagues, those results are only the same for you and your siblings. You can't share them with everybody else in the family. But just because you want to know. You know, it might be nice to know how much African ancestry you have or whether or not you have Native American ancestry, but you don't really need, like, that's not informative. Finding out that you are 20% European or you're 2% Native American doesn't prevent you from not being able to get a cab. Your neighborhood's still going to get gentrified. You still aren't going to get favorable mortgage rates, and you're still going to get shot in the back. That's not information that informs how you can live your life. But if you know you share ancestry, like, for example, we told Oprah Winfrey that she shares ancestry with the Pele people living in Liberia today, okay, that gives me a sense of place. That gives me a sense of belonging. That gives me a history that I can look to. I can look to traditions and practices and values and beliefs and contributions to see what perhaps in my family we have retained or what we want to incorporate because it hasn't been retained. it's just much more empowering. It gives you a sense of place and pride so that you're not as impacted by this craziness of a political system we're in right now. You're not floating around as a person without a base. You know who you are. You know where you're from. You know what your people did and are capable of, and you can work from that position of power to live your life.
You know, I can only imagine those who have had the test done, just that feeling of pride, especially, I don't even want to use this word especially, but definitely black men who, you know, living in this country have had, you know, have had challenges, you know, but then to know that, okay, this is where I come from, you know, being connected back to mother, you know, that umbilical cord was cut, you know, so now being connected back to Mother Africa and to a tribe or an ethnic group is so critical. And, you know, for those people that are taking the test and have had the test taken, is it a separate test to find out who else might be related to you, or would that come with the same, let's say if you do the maternal test and it takes you back to, say, a tribe in Cameroon, would that information concerning the other people that are related to you, would that come with that test, or is that a separate test?
We don't do that. We don't establish those relationships. We are strictly focused on ancestry. And that's a strategic decision. So when we first started our company in 2003, there were like two other companies in the industry, and nobody was telling black people anything. They just would tell you that you're African. You would pay other people, and they tell you that you were African. You don't need a DNA test to tell you that you're African. You know that. You wake up every day knowing that. But if you can imagine us telling black folks, give us your DNA and we'll tell you where you're from, and we'll tell you who other people you're, we'll keep it in a database and tell you other people you're related to, we would have never gotten our company off the ground. You know, we still deal with the very valid concerns of our specific community in terms of DNA security and the ethical and moral handling of our genetic material. So we haven't moved into the area of archiving people's DNA and making those connections. Now that our competitors have moved into that area and have made it more commonplace, I think people are, and as people get more comfortable, as we've increased the genetic literacy of black community over the past 14 years, people are starting to see the value. They trust that we will handle their genetic material respectfully. And so I think we have an opportunity going forward to be able to offer those types of services. But right now we are strictly ancestry, and that's it.
Well, let's talk about the paternal test for a moment, because it's my understanding that when a man takes the test, that there is approximately a 30% chance that his DNA, on his father's DNA, will there will be a European ancestor that will be the person shown that this, that his ancestor, that his line, DNA line, goes back to Europe. And at first, as I was thinking about it, I was like, wow, with all of the people, like, for example, from the time you're talking about 500 to 2,000 years, there had to be, you know, was it just one European that messed up, I don't want to use the word messed up, but affected, that affected that line? But then it dawned on me, it's like, oh, wait a minute, once they get to the European, they have to start now tracing his father. So if that's going on, it's going to go back to Europe if that's how that works.
Exactly, and that shouldn't be a surprise, because we know historically the behaviors of colonizers, European slaveholders and slave traders and everybody else had their way with black women. with enslaved women. And so if a British slave trader fathers a child with an enslaved Nigerian woman, his blue dot is going to come from Europe, not
mm-hmm.
from Africa. So they have a son. The son is going to be black. He's going to have black sons. He has black sons. He has black sons. Whether they look like Mariah Carey or Wesley Snipes makes no difference.
Mm-hmm.
The Y chromosome goes back to that British father.
Now,
so the
when
science
it comes,
is consistent with the history.
So with the database that you have, it's mostly, I guess it's all African, right, in the database that you're, you know, where you're collecting the DNA from. So would somebody who got a European DNA test on their father's side, would the lack of European DNA in the database prohibit you from specifying and saying, okay, on the father's side, not only is this person a European, but they're from Finland or they're from Scotland or something, or because of the database, the samples in the database, is that correct?
No.
The samples in the database, and so there wouldn't be European samples in the database, so at least not enough to make that type of connection.
No, we don't have that restriction because there are worldwide databases, so-called worldwide databases, that are full of European samples that are open.
Mm-hmm.
They're open source databases. They're open to the public. So the way our analysis works is you can tell scientifically, you can tell whether a sample is African, Asian, Middle Eastern, European, Indigenous American. You can tell that without any database. There are
mm-hmm.
characteristics of the DNA that determine that top level of ancestry. Then, once we know what it is, we can go to specific databases to look for closer, for more answers. And so if we know from a first pass that it's African, then we go to the African lineage database that African Ancestry owns to get specifics. If we know that it's European, we can go out into the worldwide database and do comparisons and get more specific
mm-hmm.
answers. There is no database of Native American lineages, so we can't tell you what tribe. We can only tell you that
okay.
it's Native American.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we can be, when it's a paternal lineage, we can be country-specific outside of Africa.
Wow, you know, you read my mind because I was going to ask you about the Native American, because so many of us have been told just, you know, I've got some Native American in my blood, and chances are it's probably true, but have you found that when doing the tests that, well, I guess because you, like as you just mentioned, that's a challenge because just because of the sample, the availability of samples of Native Americans.
But we can tell that
yeah.
it's Native American. We just can't tell you a tribe.
Okay.
So we can identify
wow.
whether or not it's Native American. But here's the thing. We don't see Native American ancestry in black people with the same frequency that our families tell us it's there. If we used to sell a test that's an admixture test that green, looks at the green I was talking about earlier like our colleagues do, and the average black person is 75% African, 25% European. The average black person does not have Native American ancestry. This doesn't exist.
Interesting. Wow.
So that, I mean, you know, you can get into an intellectual, philosophical conversation about why we believe that we have Native American ancestry, but it's not proven genetically. But here's the problem, and this is one thing that I don't know if you'd get to this question, but I feel like it's important to say at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Black people in the Americas are the original victims of identity theft.
Wow. Pause for
when
emphasis.
We were taken, Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When we were taken from the shores of Western Central Africa, we lost everything that defines your identity. We lost our names. We lost our languages. Our families were torn apart. We lost the freedom to venerate our ancestors. Everything that made us who we are was destroyed. We were disconnected completely from those things. And so we don't know who we are. And so when you don't know who you are, you're at the mercy of everyone else to tell you who they want you to be. And that's why this work is important, because you need to know who you are. And when you look up identity theft, you know, unfortunately, all of us know someone most likely who's been the victim of present-day identity theft, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't function when someone steals your identity. You can't get into your bank accounts. You can't get loans. You can't send your kids to college. You can't do any of the things that you used to do. And that is us. We weren't no longer able to do any of the things we used to do. And a lot of times you don't even know your identity was stolen until you go to do something. You know, you go to apply for a job, or you go to get a car or something like that, and then you realize that your identity was stolen. And there's so many of us today that still don't realize our identities are stolen.
And you
so
know,
we
Queen
go to
Gina
these
was.
Other mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, what's interesting to me is that the damage that's been done to the psyche of having the identity stolen is proof in the fact that you have some people that don't care. You know, you have
exactly.
some people
they
that,
don't even know.
You know,
don't
just
even
don't
know.
Even care. You know, they don't care to know
right.
what tribe they're from or what ethnic group they're from. You know, that's just not important. That in it of itself to me is proof of the damage,
exactly.
the psychological, you know.
And so then why would you go to a company run by white people who are the descendants of the colonizers? Why would you go to them thinking that they're going to tell you who you are? So our competitors are out there selling this narrative that, oh, well, you know, you're some combination of these West African countries. Well, you already knew that. That doesn't help you understand who you are. Well, you've got this much European ancestry and you've got this much of that. That doesn't help you.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't help anybody in Charlottesville. So,
hello.
How, and you're going to pay them $99, $149 to tell you something that you already know. And then because those products are so cheap and because or inexpensive and because those products offer information that's so vague, it casts a shadow on the products that are made by us, for us, African-American geneticists who have done this research for years, over 20 years of research, almost 30 years of research, to help give you specific information that's cheaper than a Coach bag, that's cheaper than a closet full of Jordans that our kids wear, that's cheaper than some Jay-Z tickets. It's cheaper than a night out, a dinner, and a concert. And you're gonna believe that that's not valuable information. So this whole identity theft that we've been victims of affects us in so many ways, like you said, that keeps us from even understanding that this is information that we need to know and information that is valuable.
You know, I know that at some point a study is going to be done to determine the impact of just this type of offering that you've given to us, you know, the impact of it. I'm sure that when they do this study, they'll find that children that know who they are function better, get better grades, you know, tend to be more stable, more, you know, functional in society than those who don't. They probably have already done studies. But I know that when it comes to this type of information, imagine parents out there being able to tell your child where he's from, you know. And, you know, this gets real deep because, again, you have people that come from broken homes. You know, you might have a mother who doesn't speak to the father of her child. You know, they just didn't get along. They broke up. You know, they went their separate ways or whatever. And the child grows up not knowing who his or her dad is. So I just want to say to the ladies out there, if you have a son, okay, and you're no longer with this son's father, for whatever the reason is, he, the son, one day is going to want to know information about his father. One day, he's not going to stay a baby forever. One day, as he starts to grow, he's going to start asking questions. And at the very least, you want to be able to say, this is where that line goes, back to Africa. Okay, because he's going to ask, okay? So be able to tell him that your father comes from this ethnic group in Africa as you do your own DNA test, as you tell him where mama's side comes from, to help fill that void, because for a lot of us, there are just a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of question marks in people's lives. You know, there's a lot of family secrets. You know, there's just a lot of stuff that people don't share. You know, you thinking people run around thinking their father's their uncle and all kinds of stuff, you know. So, I mean, this can be helpful on so many levels, just on so many levels. Has it been your experience when doing the DNA test? Do most people tend to get the mother, the maternal line, as opposed to the paternal?
Well, so both men and women can do the maternal line. Only men can do the paternal line. So mm-hmm. we sell more maternal tests because that's a test that women can do. We also sell more maternal tests because when you trace the maternal line, based on the people who've taken our tests over the past 14 years, we find African results 92% of the time. And so if you're taking this test because you have a vested interest in finding an African result, then the maternal test is the most likely going to give you an African result. We've already talked about how the paternal test comes back African 65% of the time and comes back non-African 35% of the time. So it really depends on what the reason is for taking the test. But I have to say, once people, if they only buy one test, they inevitably, I'd say about 60% of the people that take our test come back and get a second test because you want to know more. You know, if you trace your maternal line, then your father is probably going to, if your father's living and is in your life, he's going to want to know about his line. So then you might want to trace your paternal line, or, you know, it can mushroom. Some people do four tests because they want to test their four grandparents, or, you know, if it's a couple, the mother is going to want to know her mother and father, and the husband is going to want to know his mother and father. So, but yes, if we're looking at just purchasing one test, we sell more maternal tests than paternal tests.
I think for a lot of brothers, they might be scared when they hear that 30%. They're like, shoot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's real. That's real.
You know, what's interesting is how times have changed, because at one point, probably back in many decades ago, people would probably be more proud even to say, you know, because remember when, you know, lighter skin versus dark skin, and, you know, if you had white blood in you, you know, people took pride in that. Now it's like, shoot, man, I don't want to, you know, people get mad. I'm seeing people get mad when they find out that they're European in their history. Mm-hmm. But even with that, it is what it is. I mean, yes, I'm not minimizing it.
No, black American, there are very few black Americans walking around here that are 100% African. I mean, it inherent in those words, African American, means that there's some mixing. So, and it, again, your skin color doesn't matter. My business partner is a chocolate brown brother, and he has a German Y chromosome. Kittles are German.
Wow.
So, you know, it means nothing except for that there was a white man in your ancestry. It doesn't mean you're not black. It doesn't mean you don't have any African ancestry. It just means that one line you traced went back somewhere else. But I wanted to revisit what you said about kids, because I think that it's important to note that we already see there's plenty of research that shows that when kids are educated using culturally relevant materials, educational materials, their performance exceeds those of kids who don't have culturally relevant materials. And understanding where you're from is no different than that. And I would encourage, you were encouraging people with kids to trace their ancestry so that they know their paternal line or what have you. I would encourage people to have their kids actually take the test. The test just involves the swabbing of the inside of your cheeks. Why not have your kids involved in the whole experience, and then it becomes a full education experience. It becomes a real life, tangible STEM experiment for them. They get to learn about their own DNA and how their DNA is used to trace that and tell the rest of the family where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
We have a program that we do with schools called the Ultimate Selfie, where kids explore how they view themselves today, and then they take our test and learn about the history and the science associated with this experience, and then they find out where they're from, and then they explore who they are after that. And there's so much pride that kids experience, because if you think about it, you know, our kids are in these multicultural environments in many places. They go to school with kids who know that they're Italian-American, or know that they're Mexican-American, or know that they're Russian-American. There's no question. They can tell from their last name. And their families have passed down these histories, and they have these traditions. And then our kids are like, parents are like, well, let me grab some kente cloth, and, you know, you can wrap Ghana.
Right.
But now when kids take the test, they know other countries in Africa besides Madagascar, right? they feel good, and they feel on par with their classmates. Like, they know where they're from too. And so I think that it's a very rich learning experience for your children all the way around by having them take the test, because this is a family project. You only need one person to take the test, and then everyone in the family on that line shares the results. So why not have your child be the catalyst for the family to learn about its roots?
That is an excellent point. That is truly, truly an excellent point, because they will be all in it too. They'll be waiting. Did the mail come yet? They'll be just as excited as the adults are waiting for the test to come back.
And then the future kids, you talked about coming into the world. I mean, you talked about, you know, filling a void. Future generations, there won't be a void.
Right.
A lot of people take this test when they're expecting their first child or expecting a child, so that the child comes into the world knowing who they are. The child can come into the world with a name that means something ancestrally. And so, you know, it's not just for the kids today, and filling a void today, but for future generations not having to experience that void at all.
you know, the potential here is so powerful, and that's why I want to do everything that I can to help get this information out to as many people as I possibly can, because of all of the things that you just mentioned, talking about the children and self-esteem and, you know, all of that, because this is the future. You know, these seeds that we're, you know, bringing forth, they're going to carry, you know, when we're gone, hopefully they'll still be here, and you know, what will we be leaving them? And I just want to encourage people to get this, because we've got the holidays coming up, and it's going to be Christmas before you know it. It's going to be Kwanzaa before you know it. And if you look back, most people, if somebody asked you, what did you get for Christmas 10 years ago? You couldn't tell them. You know, what did you get for Kwanzaa 2 years ago? People couldn't tell them. But what if you got this as a gift for somebody for Kwanzaa or Christmas or just because for a birthday gift? This is one of those gifts that you will never, ever forget as long as you live. I mean, as long as you live. And even after you're gone, your children's children's children will still benefit from it. So, I mean, I can't even think. It's like you've heard the phrase, the gift that keeps on giving. This is the gift. This is really the gift that keeps on giving, you know. So
yeah,
I just want to
encourage
you.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Well,
it's truly the gift.
End, you know, I put together, not put together, but I created a promotional code for your listeners. So
okay.
If they go to AfricanAncestry.com and purchase a test kit, they'll receive $25 off. And so they just put in the code Jawanza for Life, the name of your show, and they'll automatically get a discount on one test. If they buy two tests, they're going to get the discount anyway. But we wanted to encourage your listeners to at least start their African ancestry experience with one test. And this is our gift to your listeners to do that. So the promo code is
Jawanza
for Life.
Wow. Oh, wow. That is so wonderful. Thank you so much. I want to thank you for all of the listeners that are going to take advantage of that. I know that you're going to take advantage of it, everybody out there. I mean, because the listeners are broad, and it's just growing. The people that are listening, it lets us know how many people tuned in, how many people are following the show. And, I mean, it's just growing all the time. And I just want to thank you so much. Wow, what an incentive. Isn't that beautiful?
That is so sweet.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, if you get a test kit now in the next month or so, you'll have the results in time for the holidays. And so you can give the results as a gift. We have personalized certificates. You could package up a certificate for each person in the family, and then they all open it up on Christmas or during one of the days of Kwanzaa and find out their connection to the continent. And, you know, it doesn't stop there, because once people find out where they are from, then they want to travel. They want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this broadens your position as a global citizen. We are global citizens. We live in a global economy. And so why not go to the place that you're from and learn more about that place and become engaged with that place. And you can find people who live here in the States or in the Caribbean who are from those countries and really start to nurture those relationships that will make us stronger as a community.
You know, when I've looked at, you know, different videos and seen people getting their results, and, you know, what's so interesting is that you have people, as they're opening the letter, opening the package, you know, they've already have in their mind, in many cases, where they think they might be from, right, you know, and then they open it and they see the surprise and it's like, oh, my God, you know, I'm from the Mende people of Sierra Leone, or, you know, and I would have never thought that, or other people like, I knew it, you know, I knew that's where it was, you know, and it's just amazing to me to see the excitement of people as they discover who they really are. I think that it's got to be a feeling that's so difficult to describe. I saw Isaiah Washington almost flip out, right? You know, he's like, wow. So I just want to encourage everybody, you have to take advantage of this. What an incentive, 25% off. Just put in Jawanza for Life. All right, $25. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
$25. I mean, that's
I would
hey,
love
that's,
to do
that's,
25%, but I can't do that.
Hey, but $25, look, if you were walking down the street, some everybody, and you found $25, you think you were blessed. So take it as a blessing. It's truly, truly a blessing. And I'm just happy to be able to just to be able to bring this type of information to you because, again, for me, the way I look at it is like it's like so monumental. People have been searching for their history for years. I know that, I mean, when Alex Haley came out, I envied that brother. I mean, I was like, wow, this brother found out where he's from, you know, and just to be able to have that information and like you mentioned, to be able to possibly even go to that that region and to learn the customs of the people, to learn the songs and the culture and the food and the everything, you know, just that is that's exciting to me. But yeah, you talked about people going there. I'm sure that you've seen people that once they found out that they were Mende or Akan or Fulani or whatever, you know, they immediately say, "I got to go there." You know, I've got to go there. And there are people who have been to Africa many times before finding out where their ancestry DNA went back to. But can you imagine going there for the very first time and on your very first trip, you not only go home, but you go to your room. Okay, when I say home, I'm making the distinction between the house and the room. Okay, Africa being home, but your ethnic tribe, your ethnic group being your room. You going home and you going to your room, you know, to see who these people really are. And I think that will add even a context to the Middle Passage, and because a lot of times for a lot of people it's just something they read in the history books, the Middle Passage, you know. But to add context, you know that somebody from this region was taken or sold and made the trip across the water, and all of the relatives in between, whether known or unknown, it's just got to be such a sense of fulfillment. I see the callers online, by the way. If you have a question you want to talk to Queen Gina, all you have to do is just press 1. I see you up there. I know you have a question. I know you have a comment. So, matter of fact, I'm tempted because I see a call that I know the number. I'm tempted to go to it anyway, but I'm not going to. I'll wait for you to press the button. But if there was one thing that was the most exciting thing for you when through all of the experiences, I mean, I know that you've done so many tests. You've seen so many reactions. If there was one thing, or is there one thing, I mean, there's probably so many things that you've seen, so many reactions from tears of joy to, you know, just utter disbelief. Is there one thing to you as a memory that you can share?
Well, you're right when you say that there's so many. I mean, I don't meet every single person who's taken our test, but I have traveled the country for years doing what we call reveals, where we reveal the ancestry to the person in front of a large group, a large audience. And they're always powerful. Like, I can tell you one. I was going to mention a recent one, but there was one back, that must have been 2007 or 2008. I did a reveal at a large church here in the D.C. area, at Ebenezer AME Church, with Reverend Granger Browning and Reverend Joanne Browning. And when I told him that his ancestry was Mende from Sierra Leone, I feel like the whole congregation, and it's a mega church, the whole congregation just erupted. And seriously, like, I thought the the ceiling was going to lift up off of the off of the church. That's just how engaged and how powerful their reaction was. It really shocked me, to be honest, because I just didn't expect that kind of reception from what seemed like every single person in the whole church. I usually always cry at a reveal, and I can't even call it. I don't know why, but there's something. There's just something about the energy at the moment. And we did one very recently, a reveal here in D.C., and the guy that we revealed runs a cultural arts studio here in Mount Rainier, Maryland, and he had taken the test months ago and said, I don't want to know the results. I want to reveal it at our annual concert. And when he kept saying, do you have my results? Do you have my results? And, you know, he would kid around with the people in our office trying to get them to tell him. But he really didn't want to know and until that day. And he had his whole family and extended family on the stage. So he had like 10 people from his father's side, and like 10 people from his mother's side. And then there was crossover, of course, from both sides. And to feel the energy and excitement of so many people at a cultural event where they had, you know, the first half had been all drumming and dancing, kids, adults, young people. It was just the anticipation, and, you know, I know him personally. He's a colleague and a friend, and just to see his anticipation. And so we told him that his maternal ancestry was Fulani, and that was incredible. His name is Diallo, and Diallo is a Fulani last name. Now, his mother, of course, his parents had no idea when they named him Diallo that was part of his ancestral legacy. And then his paternal ancestry is shared among the Teke people living in Gabon. And because we're in D.C., we were able to have a representative from the embassy come and do that part of the reveal. And she gave him a 5-year visa to travel to Gabon. And so I can't even really describe it. It was filled with awe.
You are describing it well.
In one family to be so excited about the results when every day we deal with people who call our office who, you know, have questions because they're doubting. You know, they want us to convince them that this is something that they should do. Or we go on Facebook and there are people bashing us, saying that we're researching DNA and why it should be free, and, you know, likening us to the white man. And, you know, we get more than our fair share of criticism. So to be in an environment where people are excited and really value this information was priceless.
I can imagine. I can really, truly imagine.
And he was already in his mind trying to go. He's like, okay, when can I get a plane ticket for Monday? You know, like he was ready to get on a plane to go to Gabon or Nigeria, one of those two. He's like, no, wait, I have a meeting on Monday. I can't go on Monday. But, you know, that's how intense it was for him. He's like, I need to be there. I want to be there as soon as I can.
You know, when I think about it, it's like when I listen to you even share what you just shared, you know, for a lot of people, there will be the excitement, for example, when a person does the swab and then they send that back in and they're waiting the 4 to 6 weeks for the results to come. I'm sure now then once the result comes in and, you know, they get the result and let's say, okay, it's found that their ancestry is in, you know, Gabon or what, Sierra Leone or whatever, then now something else now kicks in. Now you got the results. But now that same anticipation that you had about while you were waiting for the results is going to be present until you go there, you know. Now it's like, I got to get there. Now I got to get there, you know. So I can only imagine just the excitement, the humility that people feel. I saw one lady break down and cry because she had been waiting, you know, had been all of her life wanting this information,
yeah.
and now to have it presented to her was awesome. By the way, somebody wants to talk to you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Let's see, I'm going to call the last four digits of your phone number. Okay. 9601, you're on the air with Queen Gina of Ancestry, African Ancestry. Welcome to Juwan's for Life.
Welcome. Peace.
Yes, 906.
Peace, sister. I was.
Hi.
My name is. Hi. My name is Tahaka. I'm on L Bay. I'm down here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I was strolling through the Blog Talk Radio area, and I came across the title of the show, Who Am I? Discover Your African Ancestry. And I listened for a while, and I have a question. And
okay.
I wanted
okay.
to know if it because I asked my mother and I asked my grandmother, they all gave me the same answer. I said, you didn't tell us when we were about back in the day when, you know, we were slaves. And she said, we were never slaves. We have always been on this land. And I started thinking back when I went to certain places in the United States, and they was telling me, now, this is our land here. And then when I got down deep down in Florida, and I began to see the land, and before we got to our destination where my grandfather's people lived, he said, you see all that land right there? I said, yeah. He said, that was our land. We had to set it off after the people died off. And when we got to our destination, I asked my cousin, I said, well, all the land that's all around here. She said, oh, that was all of that was ours. And so I said, And then I ran into what Dr. Claude Anderson was saying about people of African descent owning the entire state of Florida. And then I did the research, and I found out about who they were labeling as Indians and all of this stuff right here, which didn't exist. And I ran into the works of Dr. Horace Butler when he began to tell the story of the Egyptians in this hemisphere. So I'm curious to know, are you dealing with doing a DNA to discover someone's ancestry, or are you doing research instead to find out about your ancestry in this hemisphere? And the reason I'm asking
so
is
we do. Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say we use DNA to determine ancestry, and the time frame of our analysis is 500 to 2,000 years. So if your ancestry is indigenous, it's shared by the indigenous people who are indigenous to the Americas in that time frame. Whoa, sorry about that. then that's what our results would show. If you share ancestry with people who are living in present-day countries in Africa today, then it would show that. But
okay.
We don't do genealogy research. We just do genetic research.
Okay, all right. Well, that was my only question, and I appreciate you for answering the question. And y'all can continue. You can mute me if you like. I'll sit and I'll continue to listen.
Well, I'll ask
well,
you,
thank
brother.
Thank
you
so
have
much
you
for your question.
Have you considered having your DNA tested to see where your either paternal or maternal line go back to? What region?
No. Fortunate for me, my people live a long, long time and have fertile minds. And I was able to get that information straight from them. In fact, I am 64 years old. And my mother just left here early today, and she still drives. And she grows her own food, so do I, and stuff. So, no, I have no need for that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, my brother. Well, you know what? You know, the fact that you are able to even put your faith in that, and, you know, I'm glad that they have fertile minds, but there are so many people, I'm sure, that have been very, very surprised by the results, because they may have been told all of their life that they were one thing. You know, they may have been told certain things. I've even seen videos of people that thought they were something because they were told by very well-meaning but unfortunately uninformed family members that they were something else, but the DNA didn't prove that to be the case. You know what I mean? So as long as you are content with the information that you have, but again, I just brought that up because there are so many people that have been told certain things only to discover that what they thought was the case was not the case. But thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you tuning in. Please, don't be a stranger. Please call back in.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Everybody, I am really, really enjoying this show. Again, if there's anybody else that has a question, would like to make a comment, all you have to do is just press 1. Maybe the other people that are online, the lines are lit, maybe just taking all of this information in. Queen Gina, I just want to thank you so much for just what you have given us today. You have really laid it out. And, you know, for those people that have always wondered, who am I? Who am I? Where am I from? Where are my people from? Even if you can't know the individual people, because, again, maybe they've passed on, or maybe the people that you would necessarily go to ask the questions to, maybe if they're too old to remember, or their memory's kind of fading or whatever, you can go all the way back across the water and find out what ethnic group that your DNA links you to. These are the ties that bind. And I can't even overstress, I couldn't even if I wanted to overstress the importance of this work and the contribution that this has been for our people. It's astounding to me, and I'm numb and I'm humbled just to have had the opportunity to share this information and to share Queen Gina Page, Dr. Gina Page, with you. Dr. Page, anything that we haven't touched on here, or any remarks, final remarks that you would like to leave with the listeners? I want to thank you again for doing such a fabulous interview, and so compelling. And again, to the listeners out there, you want to take advantage, $25 discount on either your father's side, the paternal or the maternal side. What an incentive. Again, I thank you, Dr. Page, for that. Anything you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I want to thank you for your enthusiasm for the topic and for the technology. It's always refreshing to know that we have champions out there who are helping us to spread the word. We are a small company. We don't have a private equity firm behind us like our colleagues. We don't have investment dollars from Google and those tech companies like our colleagues. We have done this ourselves. We're privately funded, and we've been in business for 14 years. If you're not doing good work, you don't last in business for 14 years. Mm-hmm. We're coming up on 15 years in February. And so I really do appreciate your support. I want your listeners to know that, again, this is a family project. You don't have to get a whole bunch of tests. You only need one test to trace one branch of the tree, and you can share those results with everybody on the family today, on the family line today and into the future. And if you spread that cost across the number of brothers and sisters or the number of cousins, it becomes even more valuable and affordable to do. And so I just want to encourage you to think very seriously about what you don't know and how learning more about who you are can motivate you and propel you forward to succeed in whatever it is that you and your family strive to do. So thank you again for having me and for sharing our work with the world.
Any time you want to come back on, you know, I want to interview you again tomorrow. I want to do this again. This was awesome. This was food. And, again, for the offering that you have given, you and your colleague, to our people, this void is no longer there. We have to talk about that in the past tense now, because the answer is here. And for so many families, you know, this can bring you together. This could be this information for even just for your children. This knowing could be the difference between your child graduating from school or not. It could be the difference between your child getting on drugs or not. You know, the potential here is so vast. It's actually, you can't even measure the potential.
Yeah, it's
that
limitless.
Just it's limitless. It really is. It really, really is. And so, again, Dr. Page, as you can tell, I don't even want the interview to end. I'm trying to hold on. Thank you so much for your time. And, again, may God continue to open the doors for you. And, again, I have to say that the ancestors had to be with you and your colleague to bring this to us. And they were waiting. And you all answered the call. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I bow to you, my sister. Peace and blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much. Everybody, that is Queen Gina Page. That's Dr. Gina Page of African Ancestry. You want to make sure that you do this not just for yourself. You do it for your children. You do it for your elders. Do it for your ancestors, okay? Because the potential there is, like Dr. Page said, is limitless. You have no idea what the impact of just knowing who you are can do for a person. Can you imagine growing up and not knowing who you are? Can you imagine not getting the answers that you've been asking for all your life, and now you have a vehicle through which you can get the answers that you've been seeking all your life? Again, I say there's some people out here that want this information, and there's some people that need it. It's crucial. And so for those, and you never know who needs it. You don't know who needs it. It's like when you have children. Some children need more attention than others. Some children, you got to love them up, and some children, they're like, I don't need all that, you know. Some people will take this information and be, oh, that's nice. And then there are some people that it can change their life, change the course of their life. And again, since it's limitless, you never know, it could save a life. So, everybody, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. Again, to Dr. Page and her colleagues, I just bow to you again, because this is very, very meaningful for me as well. And so I want to say thank you again. And to all of the listeners, thank you. And scroll down the archives, because this show is going to be archived. And so for those people that you know might not have heard this show, then you can invite them to tune into the archives and check it out, okay? My name is Jawanza. Who am I? I'm the one who, in giving, receives more. Who are you? Peace.